Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in now our Radio.com MLB insider, John Heyman, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter van from Mercedes-Benz Vans. John, how you doing?
I'm good. It's a little cool here in Miami. Dipped down into the 50s the other day, but we're bundling up here.
We'll see you in about 48 hours, and I heard it's supposed to go back up into the 70s, so I'm happy about that.
All right, very nice. Good plan. How are things there in Glendale and Hills Corners?
Well, we are right now experiencing a little bit of light snow. It's about 30 degrees, so it's, you know, it could be worse. I look at it this way. This time last year, we're talking polar vortex and 50 below, so it could be worse by all means.
Hey,
so let's start.
Celebrate.
Absolutely. Let's start with the scandal. How much is baseball now closed this book and they say it's done, it's over with, we're done with the investigation, or is there more to come?
They're done. Unless something explosive comes up, they did a pretty extensive investigation, interviewed 68 people and gave immunity to the players and I think got to the bottom of it and came down pretty hard on the executives and the management. And they're hoping that... it will provide a deterrent, and nobody's going to do something like this in the future. We don't know, of course. We've had some tough penalties in the past occasionally, and obviously didn't prevent this scandal.
If the players were insistent upon this, why did the players not receive more discipline?
Well, I believe, not only believe, I know that they received immunity for telling the truth and opening up, and apparently they were... very forthcoming. The reason that happens is the union has the power to say no to the players. Don't cooperate. And MLB felt that it needed the cooperation of the players in this case. And so they traded the immunity for the candor. And, you know, they got to the bottom of it. They know who's responsible. Obviously, Carlos Beltran was the only player mentioned. But no player was punished, although Beltran ended up being relieved of his duties as the Mets manager. So in a way, he was punished, but not by MLB.
So now we move forward. Everybody assumes there's a clean slate. We're not going to hear garbage can banging or horns tweeting or anything like that anymore. So we figure the season's ready to roll. I want to get into the NL Central a little bit because Cincinnati made some moves. I mean, they are pushing a lot of chips to the middle of the table, picking up Moustakas, what they already have in a good pitching staff. Last year, they picked up Lee Tunnel and Derek Johnson, and they feel that that really gave them a huge boost when it came to their rotation. They feel like they're ready to fly. Are they in the NL Central?
They look pretty good to me on paper, and there's a division there without a 100-game winner. I don't think there's a powerhouse in that division. Cubs have not been aggressive. The Brewers have not been aggressive. The Cardinals lost Ozuna, though I think they're doing okay. You know, the Reds have made a major steps. They're you're right about the rotation. It was much better with a new pitching regime, and they've upgraded the offense thanks to Moustakas and some other moves that they've made, and I think they're a player in that division.
I still think that the Cubs are banking on the fact that they're going to get big years from Rizzo and Bryant and Baez, and Schwarber is going to continue to hit. And but I also think that they're on the verge of making a bigger deal and maybe starting to kind of change the face of this franchise and what they've been able to accomplish. Do you think that the Cubs are ready to fly with the change in management, or that we're looking at the beginning of the end of what everybody thought was going to be a 7, 8, 9 year run?
Well, I think right now they're waiting to see what the resolution of the Bryant grievance is, whether he has 2 years to go before free agency or one. You know, it's obviously he made that case that there was service time manipulation in his rookie year and that he should be a free agent after this coming season. You know, a lot of people think that the Cubs have a good chance to prevail in that. And if they do, he's got 2 years to go, and then he's got a trade market and it looked to me like he was more likely to be traded than Lindor or Betts or somebody else of that ilk. But I'm not convinced they're going to do it because, you know, I think they have a chance to win. I mean, it's not like a case with the Marlins last year where they had Real Muto and they weren't really playing to win in 2019. I still think the Cubs feel like they underachieved. They certainly imploded at the end of the year. And if they come back with a similar team, that they've got a shot in the division where we don't think that there is a powerhouse at this point. So I'm not convinced that they're going to trade, but I've thought all along, if someone, a star is going to be traded, it's more likely to be Bryant than a Lindor or Betts.
Meanwhile, in our own backyard, the Brewers, like you said, they haven't made major moves. We were kind of thinking that, you know, you get Christian Yelich back from the kneecap. You hope Lorenzo Cain has a better year this year. You still got another year of Ryan Braun to go, and he's had a pretty successful time of it. Narvaez, they pick him up and put him behind the plate. It seemed like things were kind of trending in the right direction. It just, they never went out and got that big name pitcher. Lindblom is the guy. They've got Brett Anderson, Eric Lauer they pick up. So where are the Brewers in this mix right now? And do you think they make another move before, you know, we get through, spring training?
Yeah, I'm just not sure what that move would be. I would say yes, but there are not starting pitchers out there, certainly not in the free agent market, that are really going to make a dent. And in terms of trade, we haven't heard much buzz about trading of starting pitchers. You know, you've heard some names, Robbie Ray and a few others, but, I don't see a trade coming of a great starting pitcher. So they've been operating this way for a while in terms of the rotation without going out and spending big bucks on a starter, and they have, I don't want to say gotten away with it, they have thrived. I've been a little surprised. I thought they needed to get a more established starter, but the moves that they have made have generally paid off. Obviously, Yelich was a fantastic move, and the team has been a playoff entrant, and last couple of years brought a lot of excitement to Milwaukee, and they've got a shot again. I will say this, they have behaved like a small market team this winter. I like Avisaíl García. I think that's a nice plus. It didn't seem like outfield was their real need. I like some of the players they've acquired in trade, but on paper, at least, they look like they are no better than they were last year, and perhaps a little bit worse.
Talking with John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, powered by our good friends, the Insider Calls, the gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. So I wanted to ask you, because there's obviously Arenado's deal is looming out there. A lot of people talk about interest in him. I don't know if the Brewers would be one of them. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there are a lot of complications to the Arenado deal. As soon as the GM, Jeff Breidich, who's from Milwaukee, announced that he would not be traded, then Arenado came out and said that he wasn't happy with the way things have gone and he felt disrespected, and that didn't help the trade market for them because I think everybody kind of figures now that there's kind of a deadline that they need to trade him within 2 years. He's got an opt-out after 2 years, so the way things are going there, it's hard to see him opting in. It would be likely right from an opt-out, so it feels like there's a trade deadline. It's not immediate, but they've got 2 years. Probably they're on the clock to deal him. I mean, Milwaukee would make sense, except for that's a big contract for Milwaukee. So I think the teams that really make sense are the ones that have been out there, St. Louis, Texas, maybe Atlanta, although they have not really shown a willingness to take on long, big deals either. But I do think he is dissatisfied, and obviously he said he was disrespected. I'll say dissatisfied with the way things have gone on, and the no trade, I think, is not a big hurdle at this point. I think St. Louis, he would approve. The Dodgers, I'm sure he would approve. And many of the other teams that look like winners, he would approve.
Hey, I wanted to go back to something you talked about with the Brewers not getting, the big rotational guys, and they've been able to get it done. This year, it's almost like the anti-Craig Counsell rule because they've been able to manipulate the pitching staff so well that they've been able to get outs without having to go out and spend a ton of money. Now you have to face a minimum. Now you don't get to expand the roster at the end of the season. Can Milwaukee survive without the ability to do it the way they've done it in the past, do you think?
Oh, I think they're always going to figure a way. They're smart guys, and they've played within the rules and figured out how to manipulate and do the right thing to help their team win. And so I don't think that their advantage is going to be taken away. The problem they have is losing Grandal and Moustakas, So their offense is taking a little bit of a step back. I think Garcia is good, and he had a very nice year last year in Tampa, and he will help a bit. But it feels like with the rotation kind of moving in place and the offense moving backward a little bit that, you know, it's not going to be so easy for Milwaukee this year. I will say, as we said, there's no powerhouse in that division. They have done a good job of overachieving and getting the best out of what they have, and full year of Al Yelich would certainly help. And so, I mean, they certainly have a chance in their division.
Real quick before I let you go, where does Pittsburgh fall in all of this? Is Pittsburgh just naturally bringing up the rear?
Yes, they are. I think that's fair. They've done really almost nothing. And, you know, they're in rebuild mode, and they're right now working on trying to trade Starling Marte. They're a very good center fielder. So if anything, they'll get a little bit worse before the season starts. But, yeah, I think the other four teams are contenders all, and Pittsburgh is not.
Awesome stuff, John. Always appreciate it. Hey, our buddy Mitch Rosen says hello as well. And, you know, Mitch is a good guy. And so best of luck to you, and we will be talking a lot down the road. I appreciate it.
All right. Hi to Mitch, and hi to everybody out at the Green 7 there in Glendale, Wisconsin.
There you go. Talk to you soon. John, thanks so much. John Heyman from Radio.com, the Sports MLB Insider, joining us right here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com, the radio.com sports MLB insider, John Heyman.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.